Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I know we have Coach Carberry on, but just real quick, I texted two of my kids, my two oldest. Which name do you prefer, Washington Football Team or Commanders? This is from my son, Steven. I like the Commanders more now. When we first changed it, I liked the football team more. All right, so he's gotten used to it. That's just one kid.
He prefers
whatever.
Commanders now.
Right, they get used to young people, I think. And which name do you, same question to my daughter Meg, who's at Cornell. Which name do you prefer, Washington Football Team or Washington Commanders? Commanders, but then she wrote an asterisk Redskins. But she doesn't like Washington Football Team. She prefers Commanders over Washington Football Team. Those are just two under 24-year-old people.
This we know. Whatever they do, stay with the name, change name. They're going to be
unhappy people.
They're going to be a lot of unhappy people.
Yeah.
A good portion. I don't know the exact percentage.
Aren't you glad, Coach, you don't have to deal with that?
Yeah, you're just like, Capitals.
Everyone loves it. It's iconic. Everyone loves it. Not an issue. Right?
There's no naming issue for the Caps.
No. There's no naming issue.
Never will be.
Let's just ask you, is Commanders a good name for the Washington Football Team? Just get your opinion.
As someone... you know, new to the area, new to the team, what you just said, I actually appreciate it. It's kind of grown on me, the Commanders.
See?
Okay.
And no one thinks it's a great name, Case.
Right.
But people get used to it, and especially new people, young people. No one thinks it's great. I think we could agree with that.
What was the weirdest name that you dealt with in your career? I'm looking. I guess you were part of the Seawolves at one point, right?
Yeah. Seawolves was one that was out there. It was probably in the minors. There was a team that was our rival in South Carolina. We were called the Stingrays.
Good
our
name.
In-state rival was called the Greenville Swamp Rabbits.
Swamp Rabbits.
That's kind of a wild name. But
that is brutal.
But look, it's minor league hockey. Sometimes with minor league baseball teams.
They just come up with crazy
weird, yeah. Like, is that regional a thing, names. A swamp rabbit?
I don't know.
Do rabbits hang out near swamps?
I mean, well, if they do, they get eaten by swamp alligators, right. I would think.
Or snakes.
I would assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coach has become an old hat.
They would throw carrots on the ice after goals, and that was painful.
Yeah, I bet it was. That's true.
Coach has become an old hat, man. You guys just win, win, win. You guys are rolling now.
Win, win,
win. Yeah, we got back on the right side of it last night in Calgary, which was good to see.
You were getting angry.
Talking about a slump.
And you're like, you know what? When you get on a little slump like this, you know, 10 games is not like a... a short time, it kind of defines who you are. I remember distinctly you said this. It kind of defines who you are as a team and who you are as a player. And that, I thought from you, was like throwing out the gauntlet at the boys.
Yeah, and
they responded.
A tough stretch. We've been playing better of late, which has been nice to see, because we went through that stretch, and it was a significant stretch where we were grinding out points and still finding results. But if you were looking underneath the hood of the vehicle, you were like, "Ooh, there are some issues inside that engine with the way these games are going."
Mm-hmm.
And of late, I call it maybe our last 10 has looked a lot better from our process standpoint. So the results have been there, and then also the process and how we get there has looked good. Guys are playing better. We're look more closer to ourselves of being able to control play, outchance teams, do a lot of the things that we talk about as a team that will lead us to the results.
Coach Carbs, of all the gaudy numbers you guys are putting up with your records 34-11-5, you're tied for tops in the league with Winnipeg, you're 18-7-1 on the road, you're tied with the Wild for the most road wins. I think the most impressive stat is you guys are 14-2 in games immediately following losses this season. So you guys don't go on long losing streaks. You rebound from losses. You obviously are drilling into these guys' heads what needs to be rectified for the next game. I mean, 14-2 after losses, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and I truly believe that stat is probably the best describing stat of our team, because it really speaks to the character of our group. Of when we lose games and we don't play well, and I quote unquote, you know, challenge our group or push us to play up to our standard, there's a response that I rarely need to say much, and there's an immediate response from our guys because they care and they want to play the right way, and they want to rectify the issue when we don't look good and when we lose a game. And so that just speaks to our locker room and how they take losing personal and want to get it right the next time they get out on the ice.
Talking to Coach Spencer Carberry is presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com. I don't remember if it was on ESPN.com. It doesn't really matter, but there was a feature article about how Dylan Strome has really blossomed this year. And I'm wondering, you come over as the head coach, this is your second season now coaching Dylan Strome. You know where he was drafted. What did you do to kind of make him blossom, if anything? Like, why has he become such a key component of this team? What has changed about his game?
I think there's like little areas of his game that he's worked on and improved, but I attribute it to he's just a really, like, you guys know him, and once you meet him, you're kind of like, really nice guy, well-liked, good personality. It kind of takes you a little bit to sort of figure him out as a competitor and as a, you know, pro athlete. And so, like, okay, what makes him tick? You know, his competitive juices, is he, you know, how does that all work with him? And it takes a little bit. But what you come to learn about Stromer, and this is why I think, because I read that article, it's a great article on Stromer mm-hmm. and his past, and you know, how it's taken him a little bit longer, but he just continues to get better and better and better. And I think that's probably the main thing, is he's so internally motivated and crazy high level, like crazy high level that you don't see. He's not a real, if you meet him, you wouldn't expect that. You wouldn't see that from talking to him and being around him. But if you get to know him, over hundreds and hundreds of hours, you see how internally motivated he is. And so that's why I think he's gone through all this adversity in his career, and even getting to Washington, having a good career, having a good season. His first year he got here, he had a great season, but he wasn't content with that. He knew and wanted to push the envelope to try to, you know, continue to prove people wrong and continue to become a better player. And that's sort of what he's done every year. And, you know, like my role in it is just trying to harness that and trying to make sure that he's growing little areas of his game where he can add to and become a better 200-foot centerman, play little things that I can help him with, playing more minutes and playing against top centermen and all those things. But I think that's long-winded way of saying he's a highly, highly motivated individual to just continue to evolve and continue to get better.
Yeah, it's interesting what you say about personality, because I remember, you know, I guess the piece was on ESPN yesterday, that one of the guys said his first impressions of Stromer, even on the ice, was that he was lazy. And it's just kind of the way he carried himself.
Yeah, that it's spot on. And you would think, like, he's sort of casual and just like, oh, does he not really care? And it couldn't be further from the truth. Like, he cares deeply and wants to win and wants to be the guy that's helping the team win and scoring the big goal and making the big play. So it is a total, when you meet him, it's a misconception about him. And that's, you know, why I think he's continued to get better and is having such a phenomenal year again.
Coach, we got to talk about Logan, because Logan is just putting up stupid numbers in net. I mean, he's second in the league in GAA. He's third in the league in percentage. I thought it was funny that Darcy's right there next to him in both of those categories too that you guys got rid of, but he turned into he's having a great year out in LA. But Logan, what is it about Logan? You guys signed him to the 6-year extension now. He's your guy. He's just not allowing goals. What is going on with this guy? He's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's on fire, and he's the definition of a gamer, man. He just when the puck drops and the game's on the line and that game starts and there's an opponent that's trying to put that little black thing in our net, he just elevates and he's played so well for us in so many tight games. I mean, most of the games that we play in are one-goal games, tied, can go either way, and he's delivered time and time again in those big moments. And I thought last night was a great So hear this scenario out, and this kind of speaks to Logan and the year he's having. And I think, too, that the type of competitor he's coming back home to play in his hometown against Calgary. Okay, so a little bit of a pressure, wants to play really well. He just signs a brand-new long-term contract, 2 days previous. So he's excited. He's now been given that trust and earned the long-term deal with the Caps and sort of looked after his future, his first big contract he signed in his career, and he comes into here and plays lights out. Like, with all this pressure and all this these things going on around him, and just delivers the goods and played outstanding last night and was a big part of why we win that hockey game.
And, Coach, also what's great about Logan is he's not a silver spooner. He wasn't a high draft pick. I mean, he went undrafted, spent time in both Canadian college hockey and the ECHL, which you know well, with the Stingrays. So he's been on those long bus rides. He's played against the Swamp Rabbits and teams that you barely know. You know, like, he wasn't one of these guys that had all the hype and the press clippings coming in. He's a guy that really paid his dues and worked for it, and you feel good for him.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the things that gives us as an organization and myself as a coach great confidence that him signing a long-term deal isn't going to change his approach and isn't going to affect the way that exactly what you just touched on is he has earned and proven people wrong throughout his career. And I don't think that'll be any different just because, you know, he's earning a lot more money now for many more years to come and hopefully in our organization. So that gives me great confidence that he'll stay hungry and earn every penny of that contract that he just signed.
Coach Carves, a lot of homecoming-type vibes in last night's game. You touched on Logan Thompson. He's a Calgary guy. Mangiapane faced Calgary for the first time since the Caps acquired him via trade. And I saw that Big Mo, Anthony Mantha, paid the guys a visit during practice. Yeah. He's a member of the Flames. Now, he's out with an ACL tear. He's been out since November. But a lot of Caps-Flames ties coming out of that stop for you guys last night.
Yeah, there was a lot going on. I got to say hello to Mo and check in with him. He was there before the during morning skate, and LT coming home, and Mange. who had spent so many years in Calgary. So there was a lot going on in that game last night.
By the way, the Scotiabank Saddledome, I believe that's the official name of the building.
Mm-hmm.
The design of that building, when you saw the outdoor shot, it gave me old Capital Center vibes from back in the day. It's got
looks like a saddle.
It's got it's got the Pringle shaped potato chip roof. I got some of the feels last night, Coach, looking at the building. Yeah. By the way, that building's been use since 83. That's an old barn you guys are playing in.
Yeah, and they're just building the new one. They've broken ground, so when you drive in now, you can see where the new one is going to be. And so it was kind of like it is definitely dated, but it's a historic building. So you can appreciate that there's going to be a brand-new facility. But now that you see the new one being built, you're sort of – I walked in yesterday, and you're – kind of taking it in a little bit more because, you know, obviously that building's going to come to an end. So you're soaking up the good vibes in the Saddledome and taking it all in, even though it's pretty dated in there.
Coach, great stuff as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds good. Have a great week, guys.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, buddy.
It's Coach Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit cfaortho.com. Cakes is going to be steadfast that they're going to change the name.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are going to tell you that they've gotten used to the name and kind of like it, like Coach Spencer Carberry? Oh. Will you be influenced at all?
Probably.
How many
everybody.
Would it take?
No, just because somebody tells me they've gotten used to it doesn't change my stance on it. Just like you guys are used to it. You're used to Wizards. You think it's better than Bullets? I'll never think it's better than Bullets. We just have differing opinions.
I just don't, like, I loved Bullets because I was a kid because that's what I knew and I loved it. But, you know, the last 15 years, I think Washington Wizards sounds great. I like the idea of a basketball. I think it's great. I actually think it's now better than a Bullet. Than a speeding
ball. I think you're one of the very few that holds that opinion.
I love that I'm one of a few.
Did you ever think
it actually gets me excited?
Did you ever think the Wizards were gonna be 6-40 at one point?
No. I hate
that's actually worse.
I hate the process. I hate what we're going through. But
I mean
like
we did
name.
Take the under, Jason. But it was
that was the biggest lock
it
ever.
It was like 17 or 18.
We should have put our 401ks on that.
On it. Yeah.
Coming up next, we'll shift gears, touch on the Hollywood, the music scene, get the latest celebrity scoop with EB's entertainment page here on The Junkies. Hey, should mention that you can win an ultimate tournament trip to Vegas just by listening to 106.7 The Fan. Win a trip for you and three friends during the first two rounds of the college basketball championships, flights, hotel, and how about this? $20,000 in spending money.
Big.
To bring to the blackjack table.
20K. Here's what you do. All you have to do is download the free Odyssey app. You listen to The Fan for at least 1 hour. Listen tomorrow for at least an hour for another entry. It's Odyssey's Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. For more, go to odyssey.com/slamdunk. So that's it. Again, $20,000 in spending money, trip to Vegas, basketball championships, flights, hotel. You download the free Odyssey app, listen to The Fan for at least 1 hour.
Yep.
Then listen tomorrow for at least an hour for another entry.
That is a great giveaway.
It really is.
Take advantage of that. Get your name.
Whoever wins that is that's a big hook job.
I just want to mention that I will admit I do have a quirk in my personality where I love being a one of one. I love having the only opinion and fighting everyone and back against the wall. I actually love it. It gets me up. Like I love it. And so people don't like my take, and I'm not kidding that I love the name Wizards more than Bullets at this point. But somebody did have a good point. I'm willing to admit that it's part of the reason why I like Wizards, Washington Wizards more is because it rolls off the tongue so nicely.
Mm-hmm.
I think of a wizard, like a basketball wizard. I'm okay with it. But when it was the Baltimore Bullets, that rolled off the tongue great.
Mm-hmm.
And I would agree. I think that's a great name, the Baltimore Bullets. Washington Bullets, I mean, it's fine. But I've grown to love the Wizards more. Anyway, for neither here nor there, just me, I'm a one of one. I'm a different person. But I do admit, like when people say, you realize you're the only person that thinks that, that actually turns me on like something you wouldn't believe. I get legitimately aroused having a unique opinion. Don't like being with the masses.
Well, I can think of no more than once or twice I've ever seen you wear Wizards gear.
I like the name. I do. You're wrong. I wear my Wizards jersey to the beach every summer. That's when I wear it. I mean, you know.
It's Gilbert Arenas. You have
20-year-old Gilbert Arenas jersey.
I have Juan Dixon. I have a lot of them, actually. I
have
a lot of them.
Why are you wearing the Jordan Poole jersey? Wizards jerseys?
I have.
Not in here. You were gifted one.
I promise you, I've worn them to the beach and stuff. Guys, I don't really wear basketball jerseys. I'm a 55-year-old man. I do wear them to the beach. I will wear a Wizards jersey to the Altcast. Lock.
Very good. Friday, February 7th.
Right.
The broadcast of the Wizards game?
Yeah, of course.
Why don't you ever wear Wizards jerseys or hoodies in here or a hat?
Give me some. I don't give me some.
Exactly.
Jim Van Stone has given you some over the years.
I don't really buy anything.
You got to give me another bag from our guy.
How many Commander stuff have you seen me wear? I don't wear Redskins.
Didn't Jim Van Stone?
I don't really wear that stuff.
Jim Van Stone came in here like a month ago and
gave you all hoodies.
Like the City Edition light blue.
I know, and I wore it to the thing. And I wore it to the Altcast. Yeah.
You wore it to the Caps Altcast?
I wore the Caps one. I wore a Caps.
I've worn the Wizards one. That's in my rotation.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Oh, I love that light blue one, actually. Love it. My daughter stole it from me. Okay. I'll call her. She stole it. She loves it so much. And I complained to her 2 days ago. 2 days ago. My youngest stole that from me. That you're talking about the light blue
yes.
one?
Yes.
That hoodie is fire. Straight fire. I want another one. I'll wear it every day for a week.
By the way, the Gap is not that great.
In what it's
on the poll.
Oh,
Let me check right now. Update. It's only been up for a little while.
Tell Jim I need another one. Double XL.
The second poll, which was having to do with the name change. Oh my God, this is such a pain in the neck. Let's see. The second poll was Commanders versus Washington football team. Okay. And I think some thought that this was going to be a landslide, right? Cakes, you thought it was going to be a landslide. Admit it. You thought it was going to be a landslide you look at the results.
I'm now going to vote for Washington football team over Commanders. Swing it a little more in my direction.
50-50, basically?
58% prefer Washington football team over Commanders.
Now, if the Commanders went 4-13 again, it would probably be 89%.
I would vote I like Washington football team better than Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see...
It's not overwhelming.
But I don't see an urgent need to go back to it at this point. But if they did, it would be fine. What I have
that's
a real
just a
problem
rumor.
With,
like that, there's no, it's not right. set in stone they're doing that.
No,
that's
I understand, but I think that's actually a decent compromise. I'll actually admit, that's a decent compromise because I think where you're trying to thread the needle at this point is coming up with the 19th name here that's going to please everyone. Good luck with that
not
one.
Not going to happen.
Good luck with that one. And believe me, the best name is Washington Redskins. 100%.
That's what he
but
should
that
go
one's
back
off
to.
The table. That
yeah,
one's
but you
not
tested both of your kids, 24 and I don't know, is
Meg is
she's 21 or 22?
I think she's 22. I can't keep track.
Okay. They're both in their 20s, and it sounded to me that they didn't really care and were cool with Commanders.
They both said they actually like Commanders at this point.
Now, Meg, you raised her to like the Redskins name more than Commanders, right?
Like she said yeah. she put four asterisks.
Right.
She likes Redskins better. But if that's off the table, she likes Commanders more than Washington football.
Can you
team.
Ask her?
Well, also and helps she, that they can, got to an NFC championship.
Can you ask her
Jane
this?
Daniels.
I think so. Yeah, yeah, but can you ask her this? Has she heard of the Hogs? Because Jason's hung up on like Hogs and Red Hogs.
I don't think the
younger Jane. I already know.
They
she
don't
doesn't know.
I love Red Hogs.
She doesn't know.
They don't know.
I know.
Still, even if nobody's heard of it, it's a way better name than Commanders. I don't care if a 5-year-old hasn't heard of it. I couldn't
she's
care not, less about
she's
that.
She's 22.
I know. I'm just talking about, I don't care if kids know the name or gravitate towards a certain name or not. Just give them a better name. Just give them a better name. That's all I'm asking. I'm not asking for a lot.
Mike Marr is the same name as Kelsey. He hates the Commander's name.
Who?
Mike Marr.
Yeah. He's a diehard, though. He's like grew up like a diehard. Like he's 25 and he's admitted old soul. Like he's a little bit of an outlier, I think.
I didn't Maybe ask not. Kelsey. Kelsey's a diehard. I'm sure she likes Redskins more. She had a Redskins room.
What did he say? What was your statement that he likes?
No, I hate the Commanders. Trash ass name. It's associated with Snyder. Even if we win and we go on, we need to change the name.
What if they went back to Washington football team?
Nope. out on that too. It has to be a completely new name. You can do Washington Football Team for like a year, but there's no point in changing it.
They're not going to change it for another year or two.
And they will.
And then go back to another name. Yeah.
But when they roll out the new stadium in 2030 or whenever it's going to be, that's the time to get the new name. Until then, keep the Commanders.
Well, by then, oh, you're really going to lose momentum. You're talking about losing momentum.
You hate the Commanders, yet you say, hold on to a bad name for another 5 years?
Well, I don't think it's going to be in 2 years, though, Cakes, but who knows?
All right, let's open up the entertainment page, driven by BMW Fairfax EB.
I love BMW Fairfax. God, I love them. BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll hook you up with the best salesperson there. You'll run out of there. You'll be sized. Check out all their inventory at BMWFairfax.com. You'll have a seamless process, and you're going to love that vehicle. Nothing drives like a BMW. Trust me. All right. Drabby just ran in the story here. It's kind of sad. I guess it's just on TMZ. Do you guys remember Matt Pinfeld?
Yes.
He used to be MTV. Cakes for sure would know.
Yeah.
From MTV. He was former host of, I didn't know it was 120 Minutes was the name of his show.
120 Minutes.
But I remember Matt Pinfeld, certainly. Mm-hmm. He was kind of like the hard rock guy.
Yeah, hard rock, kind of a heavy metal guy.
He, I guess they said he had a stroke.
Wow. Like a massive stroke, I think it was in the...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad. Incapacitated.
63.
Massive stroke a few weeks ago. Let me see. He's taking a temporary leave of absence. He was 63. He was on from 95 through 99, and then he was on MTV 2 from 2011 to 2013.
Oh, so he's not dead.
No, he's alive, but a massive stroke ain't, that doesn't sound great. Like, a stroke is a stroke. A massive stroke means...
Just sounds like you're not going to
really
have your faculties...
Ever.
Right.
Like, who comes back from a massive stroke?
Well, did the story also say he's taking a temporary leave of absence? I'll say this. If I suffer a massive stroke, I'm taking a permanent leave of absence from this show. Like, I don't...
You're not coming back?
I'm going to come back from a massive stroke and be this silly of a broadcaster?
That's why I do the sauna.
How could that happen?
So I do the sauna, and I did my vibrating plate yesterday, Cakes. 10 minutes on my vibrating plate.
The vibrating plate, the sauna, I kind of understand. The vibrating plate just sounds like a weird bit.
You do some research. There's some thought behind it.
I'm sure there is.
I haven't seen you do the bit where you're smacking your arms lately.
I do this when I'm driving.
I'm just not going
to. While you're driving, that's good.
Does she do it too?
She does it too. Like, especially when we do long drives, it wakes you up.
Oh, yeah.
But also, this drains your lymphatic system. That's where you had to get all the clogged arteries and everything.
Pinfeld, man, I just went to his...
Pinfield.
A Pinfield. I went to his Wikipedia.
I always call him Pinfeld.
That could be wrong.
It's spelled...
It is spelled Field.
It's spelled Field.
Oh, okay.
It says in 2018 he nearly died while crossing the street near his Hollywood home. He was struck by a car that was going 40 miles an hour.
Oh, that'll donk you off.
Broke his leg in two places, split his head open all the way to the skull.
All right, let's go
after hitting
the
windshield first.
Roll around the room. Everybody's closest near-death experience. And it's always a range.
Closest near death.
Closest near death experience.
I think I have mine.
I mean, mine's pretty easy.
I was in LA and I turned the wrong way on a freeway. And I almost got in a head-on collision with my wife and my daughter.
And it was a legit almost a head-on.
Oh, legit, like two or three sets of headlights screaming my direction going 60 miles an hour.
Jason, closest near-death experience.
I mean, just off the top of my head, I'm probably missing one, but I was driving my mother's MR2, Toyota MR2, home from my Uncle Jack's house.
That's a death machine.
And it was a lot of side roads, and I was going a little too fast, and I drove off the road and came 2 inches from hitting a tree.
Ooh, that is close.
I was able to stop the car before I hit the tree.
Close call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I was real close.
I think mine, they were all car incidents. I probably had three or four near deaths. One when I got T-boned in the vet by a Jeep going... He must have been going over 40.
That was right in my old workplace, the Toys R Us at Annapolis.
Yeah, and I did about a 270 in the air, and I had shattered glass all over my chest.
Yeah.
I definitely thought I was buying the farm.
Mm-hmm.
That's my closest near death.
Jeff,
I've also
the hospital?
Had other. I've also had other. I refused to go to the hospital. I also had other car accidents where I almost hit a tree. And where, I mean, I've had a lot of car accidents. That one was the closest to death.
I've had car accidents, but I mean, I was stabbed. I was stabbed in my arm.
If
my
arm's not there, you almost bled to death.
If my arm's not there, it hits my heart. Who knows? Be a totally different ball
game. Yeah, but even with just hitting your arm, you could have.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's still there. I've got about a 5 or 6 inch scar.
Grabby, closest near death. Do you have one?
I was pulled out of a backyard pool, drowning in the deep end with nobody out there. But I was also mugged in an alley by a guy who later
murdered somebody.
Killed somebody.
Right. Two guys in an alley a few months.
I would put that one at the top of the list.
I don't know. Drowning. I mean, both were.
Who pulled you out? Like, how did they figure out you're drowning?
It was like a family gathering. People were watching a movie in a basement, and I wandered out.
People weren't paying attention. They're like, where's Drab?
And I was sinking to the bottom
of the deep end. How old were you at this point?
I barely remember it, so 5 or 6. Okay. Probably.
That happened to my brother. Yeah. We didn't know. Where's Shad? All of a sudden, he's floating in the Holiday Inn pool. Literally floating in there. Like 3 feet submerged. Like the Nirvana baby.
That's what I was pretty much doing.
Did he have clothes on? Did Chad have his bathing suit on at least?
Probably. Dumbass just jumped in. Valdez?
Has to be when Brett was on vacation. I was running the board and the car ran through the building where I would have been sitting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
smart. He almost choked to death, too.
Almost choked to death.
Borgata.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody paid attention.
He was so bummed out about that.
I did. You ruined everyone's dinner.
Yeah.
No, it was fine. We were okay with it, but you were really sad about
it. It was kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. Almost ruined everyone's dinner.
4-2.
I was okay with it.
It's mortifying.
I was glad you were saved. It didn't ruin my dinner.
But I would say the car more so than the choking. I mean, I would have been DOA.
Was that on a steak or Indonesian shrimp or what?
No, it was steak with
rice.
Steak with mashed potatoes. I dipped it around there. The potatoes kind of clogged it, and the steak wouldn't go down.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
All right, homestead meal.
Yeah, the
starch didn't hook my throat.
Yeah, so a couple years ago, I was being an idiot driving a dune buggy, and I tried to.
I don't even know what that is, really.
It's kind of like a go kart.
Like an ATV thing?
It's more similar to a go kart. And I tried to drift around a corner.
You tried to drift?
Yeah, on a gravel parking lot, and it slid out, and I was about maybe 10 yards away from falling off a cliff. Like the whole dune buggy. It was in Shenandoah at my buddy's property.
How high was the cliff, roughly?
Enough to kill 20 yards.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 25 yards.
Yeah, it would have been a dead man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dad was pissed at me, too.
Can you give it to me in feet? Nobody says a cliff is 25 yards high.
The yards is tilting me. That's my metric.
That's funny. All right, when we come back, we got to go break. When we come back, I'll give you a couple more EP stories. Don't go anywhere.
Right now, we're going to hook up the 10th caller at 800-636-1067 with a 4-pack of tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters March 7th at Eagle Bank Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. Did you ever go see the Globetrotters when you were a kid?
I did not.
I did.
I would like to go see it at some point, but I have not yet.
Gobbled up that bucket trick.
I love the confetti bucket. That payoff is always there. It's always big.
Cakes, I've got a free dinner night tonight because my wife is going out with her friend of hers for dinner.
All right.
So I'm solo.
Yes.
Should I make something at home myself?
No, absolutely.
Or should I go
not out?
I was being facetious.
You should go out somewhere.
What should I get? What are you in the mood for? And I'll see if I can track that.
What am I in the mood for?
Hey, what are you in the mood for dinner tonight?
What would I like for dinner tonight?
Can I give a recommendation, Jason?
Sure.
I think you should go for some good pork barbecue.
Barbecue is always a good call. How about some
Greek? Pork barbecue?
How about a gyro or some souvlaki? With some hummus.
No.
You're not a hummus really. That's not a dinner thing. Are you talking about lunch?
No, for dinner.
I mean, you could get Greek for dinner.
Like you can, but not a
gyro. Or
you're not really in a gyro. Maybe. I guess maybe you would. I feel like it's a lunch.
Could be. I mean, I've done gyros for lunch.
I'm definitely
dinner.
Not doing that for dinner.
Okay. All right. So bad idea.
So you had some at Honor.
At Honor, they gave me some barbecue. It was really good.
Nice. Very good.
And some brisket.
I didn't buy any beer to go from Honor. I should have done that. That was dumb of me.
Had a good hazy IPA at Honor.
I did too.
I don't know what to say to that.
Mr. Bickle.
I don't know what to say to that.
Why?
Because I'm not a beer guy.
Oh,
because
you don't like IPAs.
No, they're fine. I can't. You could give me a pale ale, an IPA, a mountain lager.
Stout.
I don't know anything. I don't know anything.
Yeah, I get it, but I think you'd like it.
If it has alcohol in it, I'm going to like it.
Oh, the IPAs have some.
I'm not sure I've ever had an alcohol I didn't like.
Have you 7% or higher.
With your mom living at home, have you found yourself pouring yourself less liquor because she's going to judge you?
No, I'm top shelf liquor?
No, no. Believe me, she just crumbles. She does that all the time.
She's not a fan.
But no, I've actually cut back on booze just because I'm tired of being a fat pig. I've like been pretty fairly somewhat healthy. But I'm staying on the intermittent 16-8.
What time did you eat last night?
7. So I think that means I'm going to eat again at 11. Anytime after 11.
12, yeah.
Good. I saw a dude. I'm telling you, I'm going to try that. You got to go in stages. I did the 24 hour. Mm-hmm. Eventually, I'm going to do the 48.
48 hour fast?
Yes. I saw a dude. He said he does 72 hours every week.
Oh, I couldn't
every
do that.
Every week.
Is it paying dividends?
I mean, he says he's an he's actually gained. He's like he's a jacked guy too. It's not like some scrawny, you know.
I don't even think you could pay me to do that. I don't think physically I could do that.
You actually can. You'd be surprised what you can do.
72 hours? No.
Well, you work your way up.
I would get famished.
You work your way up to.
You'd be going hungry. Nobody wants to do that.
What happens is when you fast for a little bit, then you like your stomach shrinks, like your
body just gets used to it.
Your body adjusts, and your whole relationship with food changes.
I don't want my relationship with food.
Yeah. I love
you
food.
Like the status quo.
But yes. The problem is, if it's up to me, I'll just eat all day, every day, all the time.
I love
never stop
food.
Eating.
I don't want it to change.
That's how the discussion began. You were out of here. So what do you think you're going to go with? Got a couple recommendations.
I mean, the barbecue sounds great. I'm kind of in the mood for a chicken parm.
Okay.
Chicken parm's delicious.
He likes the same 7 things. You're not going to veer. You're not going to
salad
veer.
With
when was
the
last time
fish.
You veered and ordered? What I'm not being honest.
What would veering off to what?
Like something you haven't tried.
Like, let's say you're not a pork guy. One time you just ordered a pork chop or something. I don't know. Like, you know, you ordered something different.
I mean, I like pork. I just don't eat.
You went out for paella or something.
Scallops. When's like the last time you had scallops?
Oh, scallops
I had
so
scallops
good.
On Saturday night.
No, no. But just something that's not in your... It's like... I know you hate eggplant. I'm not asking you to eat eggplant, but like something different.
Probably never.
The place where you get a chicken parm, do you ever have lasagna there?
Here's a curveball.
They got great lasagna.
I think it's a great one. I've heard good things, but I've never sampled this sort of cuisine. Ethiopian. Like, would you ever get that exotic?
I know he doesn't want to go for Indian food tonight.
Right, probably.
Yeah, you don't like Indian food.
Like, I would try awesome. Ethiopian, but
curry
I don't know
chicken
about
dips
it.
Into bread and everything. It's silly. Yeah. It's nice.
I haven't really tried
you
it.
You have to try Korean barbecue. What? Korean barbecue is incredible.
Do you know how good butter chicken is?
I think I have
is?
Tried it, but it's been a while.
Butter chicken from an Indian restaurant that's made well is so good.
Yeah,
and then right. you take
I'll
the
take your word for
then
it.
You take the garlic naan bread and you sop up the gravy.
Don't they have the tzatziki so and all that stuff or whatever they have in
well,
there?
Well, tzatziki, that would be Greek.
Greek. Don't they have that in the... they have a version of that.
At an Indian restaurant, maybe. I don't know. I don't know all the sauces and
neither do
condiments.
I. That's what I was needing my wife to order.
That are available.
Well, see, the thing is, if I know something that I really like, that I'm going to be... you know, if I sit down and I know I'm going to enjoy the meal,
yeah,
I know I'm going to like it.
Okay, but sometimes you get
I know
sick,
how
even
it
though
tastes.
You know you like you like pizza, but you can't have pizza every day.
Right, right. I'm not saying every
did
day.
Did you do Taco Tuesday yesterday?
No, we did. No, we got the pizza that they brought from yesterday. The
Pupatella. Yeah, it was delicious.
I did too. I like it.
I had that
I
had that for dinner.
You should do Taco Wednesday with a delicious margarita to wash it down. That should be
your dinner. So move the Taco Tuesday to Taco Wednesday?
And you don't have to have tacos. You can do like carne asada.
All right, that's
something
a
along those lines.
That's
you got
thought.
Me thinking I might want to drink today, though. I haven't had a drink in a few days.
Go home and pour yourself double.
I know I'm going to drink at our thing, but I got the email from CK. He wants everybody to low-key the drinking a little bit.
At 106.7 The Fan Live.
They're in the live event that we're doing on Friday. Isn't it Friday?
It is Friday, yes.
So need a text reminder.
It's Friday night.
No, because I got too many things. I got that. I got February 7th at Altcast.
Yes.
And then we got to meet advertisers days later.
Rubbing elbows with the clients.
I get like 3 work-related things. And it's
the funeral.
The funeral, yeah.
I don't even want to think about that.
Your schedules are packed.
It's just too much. Because I have other stuff, like normal stuff.
Sure.
That's it's like added stuff.
Right.
On top of normal stuff.
Right.
And if you don't
how can one man do all these things?
I don't know how I can do all that. Because you
got to put that cape back
if,
on,
if,
EB.
If you, I know, it's hard. It's hard being Superman. It's hard saving the day for everybody every day.
We've got all that, and I've got Potomac Winter Poker Open looming at MGM National Harbor.
Oh, can I come?
Starting next week.
You going to free roll me into something?
Possibly.
Sized.
We'll have to see.
Hey, I won big bucks on Friday night at MGM at the poker room.
Very good.
You did?
Walked away up $25.
Hey, it's better than 25? Losing.
25?
I played the 1-3 table for like 45 minutes.
Played with a bunch of nits over there at the 1-3.
I was up 100, but then I started giving it back.
That's the way it always works. Score a pot, then you start just bleeding it away.
I'll have a loaded EP for you tomorrow, but there is a 5 million pound rapper that's suing Lyft because she's a billion pounds. And shocker, they can't accommodate her.
Right.
So now she gets to sue them? Give me a break. She's a million pounds. She's bigger than the car.
Have I ever heard of her?
No.
Have you ever heard of her?
What? She's a rapper? I thought she was
not a real rapper.
Have you ever heard of Dank DeMoss?
Dank DeMoss?
I have not. I have not.
Dank DeMoss.
I have not heard of that person.
Dank to Randy.
Yeah. All right, we got to get out of here for Bish Bucks, Cakes, EB. I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.